Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Minister Cheryl, I can tell she's ready to go. So
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, we're always ready because God is in control. So I present to all of you Minister Cheryl Bolden. God bless you.
Again, praise the Lord to everybody on tonight, and we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy, and thank God that he's kept us down through yet another week and brought us to this point in time. And I just give God glory tonight, for truly he is my God, and I just give him all praise. And I thank each of you for being on the line tonight, and we're going to get into the Word of God. And I just want to open up and say, first of all, Lady B, thank you for another opportunity to minister the Word. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be on the line tonight. And most of you know, where our members, that every month Pastor assigns us scriptures to read. And sometimes within those scriptures, you know, there are certain verses that are just ministered to me, and I would highlight a verse here and there, or I would cross-reference it or jot down a thought or two. And so tonight I'm going all the way back to our scripture reading for the month of February 2021, which was Psalm 33. And during that time, I remember texting one of the members and just wanted to encourage them. And I made reference to three particular verses from that chapter. And I remember telling her that God sees and God knows. And that's going to be my thought for tonight. Saints of God, he sees and God knows. So we're going to be looking at chapter 33, verses 13 through 15, and looking at the various translations, I kind of took a preference to the Living Bible. So, and it says, "The Lord gazes down upon mankind from heaven where he lives. He has made their hearts, and he closely watches everything they do." Now, if I was to personalize that, it would say, "The Lord gazes down upon all of us from heaven where he lives. He has made our hearts, and he closely watches everything that we do." So when I look up the word gazes, it means to look steadily and intently and with a fixed attention. And so when the scripture says the Lord gazes down upon us, it means he is looking at us with an unchanging pace, with an earnest and eager attention. So what does that mean? It means God can't take his eyes off of you. And if I got any single people on the line tonight, just to elaborate a little bit, you know when you see a good-looking man or a good-looking woman and you get your eyes fixated on that person and you can't take your eyes off them? Well, with God, it doesn't matter what we look like. But you need to know tonight that his attention is fixated on you. It's fixated on me and all of mankind. I remember some of the older saints would pray, "Lord, you sit high and you look low." And even today, I can hear Reverend Anderson and Mother Liggins and maybe even Deacon Walter Brown and, you know, say, "God, Lord, you sit high and you look low." And when I look at these verses and other verses throughout Scripture, I now can grasp the magnitude of what they were saying, because these verses talk about the omniscience and the omnipresence of God, the one who is all-knowing. He's all wise, that ever-present, everywhere at the same time God. And even though his habitation or his dwelling place is heaven, doesn't mean that he's unconcerned with what's happening here on this earth. Psalms 11 and 4 says, "But the Lord is still in his holy temple. He still rules from heaven, and he closely watches everything that happens here on this earth." Now, at times it might seem like God has allowed evil to run rampant in the world, and we wonder sometimes if he even notices what's going on and what's being done to us. And I come to let you know tonight that God sees and God knows. We've spent 2+ years in a pandemic. Well, millions of people have lost their lives. For those of you that might look at the news, personally I don't, but most of it, if not all of it, it's bad. There's chaos all around us. There's wars, rumors of wars. There's senseless killings. There's shootings in the schools. And we might think that God is not paying attention. to all that's going on in the world today. But saints of God, he is actually watching, and he is carefully examining every single person, every single deed, and this includes the righteous and the wicked. For Proverbs 15:3 tells us, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So I need you to know tonight that God sees everything clearly. He sees both the evil actions, and he sees the evil intentions lying behind them. Jeremiah 32:19 says, for your eyes are open to all the ways of men, and you reward everyone according to his life and his deeds. God's power is not diminished by any turn of events. It's not diminished by anything we see happening all around us. You need to know tonight that God is still in control, and nothing happens without his knowledge or his permission. So what are you saying? I'm saying nothing is hidden from God. Nothing can be hidden from him. He sees everything we do. He knows every thought we have, even when we are might be unaware of his presence. Guess what, saints? He's there. When we try to hide from him, guess what, saints? He sees us. We have no secrets from God. We might try to keep secrets from man. We might try to duck and hide. But guess what? God sees us. Because where God is concerned, we have no secrets. There is no escape. Some might say, well, I don't know if I want God to see everything I do, and I definitely don't want him to hear some of the stuff that come out of my mouth. Well, guess what? That's out of your control. Because God sees, he hears, and he knows. So let's look at Psalms 139. David says, oh, Lord, you have examined my heart. Now, the text already told us that God made our heart, or some translations say he fashioned our hearts. And that's the same way that he made man from the dust of the earth. God formed our hearts. But here the scripture says, oh, Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. Another translation says, you have searched me, and you have known me. Now, notice the past tense. You searched me. You've known me. You have examined my heart. You know when I sit down. You know when I stand up. Even from far away, God, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me, and you tell me where to stop and rest. You know where I am. You know where I'm going, my God. And you know what I'm going to say even before I say it. Now, that's enough right there to say, God, help me. Because I tell you, you get around some of the saints and some of the things that we say, you need to know God hears us. And not everything we say is pleasing in his sight, but this is enough right here to make us get right with God, to straighten up and fly right. God knows everything about us. He knows our past. He knows our present. He knows our future, and the Bible even says he knows the number of hairs on our heads. He even knows if we're missing a few strands here and there. He knows if it's jet black. He knows if it's gray. He knows if it's white. He knows if it's silver. He knows everything about us. And even knowing everything there is to know about us, God is still gracious towards us. God is still merciful towards us. He's a forgiving God who accepts us, and he loves us unconditionally, and God wants what's best for us. God knows our hearts better than we know our own selves. And some people that's never going to ever see us for anything more than what we used to be or what we used to do. And these people, they see what's on the outside. They see the exterior, and they choose to remember when. But thank God, he who made the heart, he sees and he knows the heart. He knows our actions. He knows our location. He knows our thoughts. He knows our ways, our motives, and what's coming out of our mouth. And because God sees and because God knows, we need to know we can't deceive God. Oh, my God. Hebrews 4 and 13 says he knows about everyone, everywhere. Everything about us is laid bare and wide open to the all-seeing eyes of the living God. Nothing can be hidden from him to whom we must explain all that we have done. And we know that we're going to one day have to stand before God, and we're going to have to give an account of every deed done in this body, whether it was good, whether it was bad. We're going to have to give an account of our actions before God. So we go back to Psalms 139, and I look at 7 through 10. David here says, Lord, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, my God, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, and he said, if I do this, God don't send nobody to hell. If I make my bed in hell, behold, God, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, God, your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. Saints, we serve an omnipresent, omniscient God, and we can never, ever be lost to his spirit. Not all the time. We might feel the presence of God, but saints, is not in the feeling. But to those who truly love God, to those who really know him, doesn't matter what we do, doesn't matter what path this life may take us on, we can never be far from the presence of God. For he has promised to never leave us. He has promised to never forsake us. But he has promised to be with us now, even until the ends of the earth. And I said, when we truly know him, and I'm not talking about knowing of God. I'm talking about really getting to know him. I'm talking about having a relationship with God. I'm talking about spending time in prayer. And I'm talking about fellowshipping and communing with him and getting into the word of God and studying the word of God, because that's how we're going to get to know him, because God is the word. So the way to get to know God and the way to build relationship is going to be to get into the word of God and to learn about him. And to study the word of God and to meditate on that word. And it's no different than those of you on the line who have spouses. And you know the more time you spend with that person, the more you're getting to know him and the more you're learning about them, or might just be a significant other. But the more time you spend with him or her, the more you're learning about them. It's the same way it is with God. God wants us to spend that quality time with him, because God knows us. He knows us intimately. He knows our inner being. He knows everything about us, and God wants us to learn about him. He wants us to spend take that same time, that same concept, that same idea where you spend with your loved ones, getting to know them and learning their ways and learning more about them. That's what God desires of us. God wants us to spend that quality time with him, getting to know him and learning about him. Yeah, a lot of people know of God. The unsaved know of God. They know he exists, but they refuse to build relationship with him. They refuse to get to know him on a personal, intimate level. They refuse to surrender their life to him, but they know of him. We need to know God, and we need to know him for ourselves. This thing is personal. And this thing is individual, and we need to get to know God for ourselves. 2 Chronicles 16 and 19 says, For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so that he can show his great power in helping them. God's eyes are upon us. He sees everything that we go through. David said in Psalm 61 and 2, from the end of the earth, I cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Saints of God, I come to tell you tonight, that rock is Jesus. No matter where we go on this earth, God hears us. for his ears are open unto our cries. There's nowhere we can go where God can't reach us. For the Bible says that he is nigh unto all of them that call upon him and call upon him in truth. Now, right now, in my closing, we might not be able to see or even feel God working or moving on our behalf. But people of God, I come to encourage you tonight, don't give up on God. Song said, because he ain't going to give up on you. And you need to know that he's working all things out together for our good. There's going to come a day when God is going to wipe out all evil. He's going to punish those that do evil. And then you know what he's going to do? He's going to establish the good, and he's going to reward those that do his will. Saints of God, keep in mind, God sees and God knows. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you tonight, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, my God, that above you, God, there is no other. We just honor the presence of you tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being such a gracious and such a loving God. We thank you, God, because, Lord, you see us. Hallelujah, God, nothing is hidden from you. God, you know everything, God, there is to know about us. And, oh, God, we thank you on today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For, Lord God, you know us better than we even know ourselves. And we thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory on tonight, God. We stand on the word of you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve an omniscient God. We serve a God that's ever present. We serve a God that's everywhere at the same time. We serve a God that sees everything, God, that we do. And we just thank you tonight, God, because you're watching over us. My God, the saints say you sit high, God, and you look low. Oh, my God, you see us, Lord. Hallelujah, my God, and you're in tune, my God, to everything that we're going through. But help us, oh, my God, in our walk with you. Help us to stand on the word of you, God. Help us to grab hold of the promises of you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, for every person on this line. We thank you tonight, God, that they took the time out of their schedules, my God, just to come and to hear a word from you on tonight. And God, I'm so grateful to you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't take the goodness of your God for granted. Hallelujah, my God. But we know that everything good and everything perfect, my God, it comes from you. And we asking you tonight, God, to meet the needs of your people. God, you know what they stand in need of. We just read, God, you know our hearts. You formed our hearts, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, God, what the need is. And we're asking you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would meet every need, God, of every person on this line tonight, God. That, oh, my God, that you would just keep them covered, Lord. That you would shield them, God, protect them, God. Look upon their families tonight in the name of Jesus. Asking you, God, to have mercy tonight, Lord. Even those, God, that are not saved in the midst of our own families. And, oh, my God, we're asking you tonight, God, to get a hold, God, to your people and to save, my God, to the utmost. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord, to make ways, God, out of what might seem to be no way at all. Oh, my God, have your way tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we continue to pray for bereaved families tonight. Asking you, God, to ever continue to comfort and keep them, God, and wrap your loving arms around them, oh, God, and let them know, God, that they're not going through this alone. Hallelujah, my God, for the word declares you won't ever leave us and you won't forsake us, but you're going to be with us always, oh, God. And we thank you tonight, God, and we pray for Alexis tonight and her family, and we pray for Charlene and Calvin, God, and even remember Sammy and Sandy, Lord, those that have lost loved ones just in the recent, God, in the recent past. And God, we just thank you tonight, God, as you continue to just watch over them, God, and continue to carry them through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick, God, and those on our prayer list. And remember, God, Ms. Monroe, and remember, God, Brother Trayvon, and God, you see them, Lord, and you know everything they're going through, and God, those that are shut in. We pray for Mom Liggins tonight, and we pray for Sister Gertrude Allen on tonight, God. Oh, my God. Even shut in the midst of their own homes, you see them, God, because you're there. Hallelujah, Lord. Surround them, oh, God, with your presence. Overshadow them tonight, God, with love and with compassion, and cover their families, Lord, and we thank you, God, for you have their families just to be there to care for them, and oh my God, to make sure their needs are met. And we just thank you on tonight, God. You're such a good God. You're such a good God. We pray for those in the hospitals and those in the nursing homes and those that are locked up, God, behind the prison walls, because God, you're there and you see them, and we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for every pastor and every minister, and not just in our own community, but God, every pastor, every person that's stepping out on faith and teaching your people the word of God. Because God, in a day and a time that we're living in now, we need your word, God, like never before. I pray tonight, God, for the Ville and our youth pastor and his helpmeet, God, as they prepare to resume services and instill in your young people the word of God, that they would equip them and that they'll be able to go out, my God, and make a difference and set examples before their peers and win souls for your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you tonight, God, for all that you're doing in the midst, God, of your people and our congregations. And we just thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God, we bless your name on tonight as you just meet needs, Lord. For you promise to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And everything, God, that we need, Lord, you got it tonight. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you so much, God. We thank you for our pastor and for Lady B, who, my God, are working so diligently, oh, God, ministering the word, God, to your people. We thank you, God, for the sources and the resources that you provided, that we don't go lacking in the word of you, God, that you would just build us up in your God and mature us in the word of you, God, and that we grab hold, God, of the teachings of you, and God, that we don't come to church on Sunday and leave the same way we came, but God, we go filled up, having more knowledge and more wisdom, that we can go out, God, and be a light that shines bright before this dark world that we live in, that others, God, can see our good works and come to glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. We give you praise tonight, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. My God, you said to ask and it shall be given. You said to seek, God, and we would find. You said to knock, my God, and the door would be open unto us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You said that when we pray and we believe, we can receive, God, whatever we ask of you. Help us, oh God, to ask only, God, what's in your will. Hallelujah, God. To walk in the ways of you, to walk in obedience to you, to be not hearers only of your word, but God, that we would go forth and be doers. And God, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for this opportunity, my God, to minister your word. We thank you, my God, hallelujah, God. We thank you for the saints of God. We thank you, God, that you know them that are real. Oh, my God, you know them that are playing games with you. Oh, my God, get a hold, God, to your people. It's time to be about our Father's business. It's time to be real for your God. Just have your way in us tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask all of these blessings, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, we thank you tonight. And we count it done by faith. We love you, Lord. We can't make it without you. But God, help us to lean and depend on you every day. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I say amen. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Amen.
My God.
Thank you, God. Thank
Praise
you.
God. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We do praise you. Father, we honor you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father. We thank you, God, that you see and you know all about us. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord. We love you tonight.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. All that is within. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, we praise you. Oh, God, we worship you tonight. We thank you, Lord, because you love us. You love us, God, tonight. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless your name tonight. We thank you, Lord. We can depend on you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus, a mighty God we serve. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. All that is within me, we bless your name, oh, God. You're worthy. You're worthy of our praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just praise you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Well, my God, what a powerful, powerful word tonight.
My God.
Powerful word tonight. A timely word tonight. Hallelujah. A rhema word tonight from our very own Minister Cheryl Bolden. Thank you, Minister Cheryl, for ministering the power of God, letting us know through his word that God sees us and God, he definitely knows us. Glory to God, and his eyes are going to and forth all over the earth. He knows all about our situation. And I tell you, not only does he see us, not only does he know us, and he knows, but God cares. Hallelujah. Praise God. He knows what we're going through. And we just give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He is a right now God. He's a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or even think. And we see things of God. We serve a God who knows the very end from the beginning.
Yes.
Because he's Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and he's the end. So no matter what you and I go through, God knows. He sees. Hallelujah. Even all in between. Hallelujah. My God. What a mighty God we serve. I don't know about you.
Trust in him.
Yes, we put our trust in him. And I thank God for the word that you ministered, Minister Cheryl. It was just awesome. I received that word. I enjoyed that word. And one thing I took away, in addition to all that you're saying, said tonight, I thought this. I said, you read the scripture about a perfect heart toward the Lord. And I said, God, that ought to be all of our prayer tonight. God, make my heart perfect toward you. Hallelujah. And it's going to take God that's working in our lives to perfect the love of God that we need toward him. Lord, perfect my heart. Perfect that and my love toward you. So again, I do thank you very much, Minister Cheryl Bolden. You ministered a powerful word. You prayed a powerful prayer. And we need that. And I'm encouraged tonight. I'm encouraged to go on and continue to serve the Lord. And one other thing I want to say to you all, before I hang up, but I just want you to know, I don't know about you, but we're living in a day and time that Jesus could come back at any time. He can call the saints. He can rapture the saints from this earth anytime. So therefore, knowing all of that, it behooves you and I to live each day just like it's our last. We would live, walk upright before him, knowing that Jesus, he knows, he sees, he cares, and he's concerned about every one of us. Hallelujah. So again, I bless the Lord for you, Minister Cheryl, and I also thank God for every one of you that are on this line tonight. It's a blessing that you tune in every night, every Wednesday, and we don't take that for granted. We do thank God for you, and we certainly solicit your continued prayers, and we will continue to pray for you. So again, I say to you all, continue to be blessed. Continue to love on the Lord, to love him with your whole heart. Hallelujah. And I know that God knows, he sees, he cares about every one of us. So and I'm going to say to you, as I say every week, that be encouraged. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, all of your help. It comes from the Lord. So I thank you again for being on this line. I want you to continue to be blessed and continue to serve God with your whole heart. With that said, I'm going to say good night, and God bless you abundantly. God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Everyone.
Good night.